coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. A good-looking Monday morning. We've got a guy coming in at 8:30. That's going to be interesting. John Plagman, Brown County. It's one of your guys, right?
It is. You know, and we talk about, look, it's a tough place to live a life of sobriety for some people.
Yeah.
Because it's so plentiful. Yeah. And you may grow up with a group of friends that don't maybe have a problem, but they still want to go out with you, yet you do have a problem. So there's this whole sobriety night. And I think you've seen this at the Packer games, right? Where they have that section yellow?
Yes.
Okay. So they're doing that here at the Rockers game and some other things. And I just want to talk to him about, I think some people think the fun is over if you stop drinking, you know, in terms of tailgate parties and Packer games and baseball games, and it's not. And that's what he's going to talk to us about and some of the efforts that they're making to that end.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's a good guy. I'm interested in talking to him. I talked to him on the phone a couple times. And then I may have a couple of his people that are going through the whole rehab come on my show on Sunday. I'm going to talk to him about that because I think that's an interesting topic that is quite apparent here in Green Bay. And I think some people know people who may have a drinking problem. I think other people may know themselves they have a drinking problem, and you think, I really don't want to give this up forever.
You know what I still do not understand? And I've been to how many NFL football games. Why do people feel the need? You're spending all this money these days on a ticket. Why do you feel the need to get just sloshed, hammered at a sporting event where you got the Packers against the Cowboys or something right here in front of you, the National Football League, this beautiful stadium? Why the need to get fall down drunk? I don't understand that. Do you?
Well, I think that's where some of those people have a little bit of a problem, because normal people would like to have a couple, three beers.
Right.
But, you know, and then you know, there's fight sets come out of that. We'll talk to John about that, but I think.
But I'm serious. For people out there, help text me about this. How many times have you had a game spoiled because of somebody fall down drunk?
Right.
And spilling and swearing. And I don't understand why you spend all that money. You have this beautiful Sunday to go to this game and you feel like you got to get blitzed.
Yeah.
I don't quite get that.
Well, at least the Packers, and this is years ago, but they start pulling their tickets, which I think is a good thing.
Have you ever really done that, though? I mean, do you know anybody that's ever actually had tickets pulled?
You do, that's...
Let's be honest. I know they send warning letters, but I would like to know. Does anybody know anybody that ever actually had their tickets pulled?
I've never heard of it. I don't. But I will say this. I was at a game one time with the kids, and there were these, we were like in a row, and then the guys in front of us and the guys behind us were fighting.
Oh.
Like just you know, but
right.
I think it was, I forgot what game it was, but obviously some Packer fans and then the opponent's team, and it got like really like super uncomfortable, like not really hitting, but really like almost pushing. And we're in the middle row, you understand?
Unbelievable.
With two kids. But I will say this.
At Lambeau?
Yeah. But I will say this, I don't know if it's because of my previous job, but all of a sudden the cops showed up and they kicked those guys out.
Oh, I believe that. I will say this. They've got such security now. I think at post 9/11, where they've got cameras throughout.
Right.
I told you that one time I was up in the press box, or not in the press box. I was hosting troops in Ted Thompson's box.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I got a text, Johnny, put down the brat. That's three. Oh, no. I go, what? And I'm looking around, and it was one of my cop friends with their security cameras right there watching me eat a brat in the thing. So they can ID anything.
And I talked, and it wasn't even the police chief, it was the fire chief that said, yeah, I was going to keep an eye on you. That looked like that was going to go from bad to worse.
Okay. That's what I mean.
I just hope they do that for everybody, because you can kind of tell. I mean, these things just don't start with punches. They start with.
Right. But why do people.
And these guys were drunk too.
But
totally.
Why, if there's kids there, like.
That's what made me mad.
Terrible language.
Yeah.
What kind of person are you? No. How do you look in the mirror and say, yeah, I'm going to throw out F-bombs by this 6-year-old little girl?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Why do people have to go to games and act like idiots? I don't get that.
Yeah. But it's getting better. I think it is. And But this sobriety night where they were yellow, there's sections of that. So John's going to talk to us about all that stuff.
All right.
There's a lot of good stuff going on. So anyway, hey, you want to do a little trivia,
yes,
Johnny?
Yes, I hope we have more great trivia.
I was a terrible host
and now,
last
ladies
time.
Ladies and gentlemen, more
okay.
of the mayor's trivia. I hope you joined us last week for Know Your Beans.
Well, that was Know Your Beans. Well, you... I'm not doing sports.
Due to a huge public response, yeah. clamoring for more, here it is.
All right, let's try this.
How Milton learned how to vote, no. I don't know.
We'll try this one.
Okay.
Fastest mammal on land.
Fastest mammal on land.
Remember airplane? Guy goes by, he goes, okay, whatever. Just okay, these are, do you want a multiple guess?
Yes.
Now, you can guess. Todd, who, what?
I'm going to say an antelope.
Not even on the list. Okay.
All right.
Cheetah.
Okay.
Elephant. Goat. Giraffe.
Giraffe.
I'm going to go with a cheetah.
What? Cheetah?
It's cheetah.
All right.
Don't you remember an airplane? The guy comes back, he's going to help you. He goes, do you remember that, you guys? It's like a, I don't know, customer service guy. And is he going to help you? He goes, yeah, what's the fastest animal? He goes, the cheetah. He goes, thank you. He's just walking through the airport. Has nothing to do with, you know, help. It was funny when I was there. Okay, Johnny, let's try this. Which land mammal has the longest tongue? Okay, you...
Anteater.
A giant anteater?
Yes.
Todd, do you go with that, or else there's the tiger, giraffe, or...
I'm going to go with giraffe.
I'm going anteater.
I would go with the giraffe. One for Mino. Well, actually, okay, here we go. One for Todd, too.
All right,
okay.
All right.
What do all mammals have in common? This is back to...
What do they all have in common? They nurse their young.
That's really not on here. Well, I guess, no.
No?
So, hair, a diaphragm, mammary glands, or all of these? These are mammals,
all of
you
these.
Guys. Todd?
I'm going to say all of them.
You guys are right. Okay, pick up the pace here. Which is the only mammal that's able to fly?
An ostrich.
Ostriches don't fly.
They don't fly.
Not at all?
No. They're faster than hell.
As God is my witness, I thought ostriches could fly.
What are the choices?
All right. Colugo, flying squirrels, bat, sugar gliders.
Bat.
Yeah.
Now you guys are right.
There's no such thing as flying squirrels, really. At least not around here.
They
like
go
to Africa, they got them. But
they kind of go to...
I want to say it's Asia or South America. They kind of have them. But in America, they don't. And people just see squirrels like jump a long way and think it's a flying squirrel.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so... Well, you can't see the picture, but which of these mammals lay eggs? Tasmanian devil, koala?
I'm going to tell you... No, don't even say what I said. Platypus, duckbill.
Duckbill, platypus.
Yeah.
It's not even on the list. Red kangaroo or an inch... What is it? E-C-H-I-N... E-C-H...
Platypus duckbills do lay eggs.
Was it a mammal?
Yeah.
Todd, take a guess here. All right, John, what's your second guess?
Well, what's the one that you couldn't say?
Echidna. E-C-H-I-D-N-A.
Oh, echidna?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Do you pick that?
No.
Okay. Koala, red kangaroo, or Tasmanian devil? Come on.
Tasmanian devil.
I'm going to say the echidna. I don't even know what that is.
Todd is right with the echidna.
What is
it? Just wait. Only two kinds of egg-laying mammals are left on the planet today. The duck-billed platypus.
Thank you!
He is right.
He gets a point for that.
All right.
Thank
we'll give you,
you
that. And the echidna, or the spider anteater. These monsters.
Spiny anteater.
Yes, it is. Spiny. Yeah. Spiny, not spider. Okay.
It kind of looks like, it almost looks like the thing with the quills.
Like a porcupine?
Kind of like a porcupine.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Are you proud of me that I knew the platypus
duck bills? That is kind of good. How'd you know that?
I just know things.
That must have been in some kind of movie. Okay. Which of the following mammals cannot jump? A goat, an elephant, a horse, or a wolf?
Elephant.
I'm going to say a goat.
You're saying, what did you say, Todd?
I said elephant.
Okay, that seems too obvious.
It does, but he's right.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We did get a text on the actual pronunciation from Cam, the one who played the joke on us earlier. He says it's pronounced echidna. Echidna.
Echidna. Okay. Well, and that is that one. Okay, which of the following is the largest group of mammals?
Wait a minute. Go back to the ones that can't jump.
Yep.
Go back to the ones that can't. What's the options again? The ones that can't jump?
I don't know if I can go back. I don't know how to do this. I don't think I can do that, Johnny. Okay.
I was just wondering if White Man was on there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't miss that one. Okay. Which of the following is the largest group of mammals? Man, Todd, you got to help me with this.
What?
I don't know what these are.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to week number two of World's Worst Trivia.
Cryptoptera.
Okay.
Insectivora.
Okay.
God.
Rodentia. Carnivora.
I'm going to say either the John is now stringing his headphone cord around his neck.
Okay, I didn't have time to rehearse. Really? Obviously, yes. Can you believe that? Okay, you guys, pick one, and then we'll get going. Okay,
I'm
going to
say
one more.
It's either the Rodentia or whatever that was.
Rodentia?
Or the Carniv... whatever.
Okay, Carnivia.
I'm with them.
Okay.
Rodentia.
As long as they don't have to listen to you pronounce those names ever again.
Okay, no, just wait.
Okay, here we go.
Rodentia, it's from the Latin.
Good news, there's more.
Are mammals... Okay.
Oh, my God. Know your mammals.
Yeah, I don't, man. Okay, that we don't know. All right, this is a little easier.
Okay.
Which type of animal...
Maybe you should take your finger out of your mouth.
...have blowhole?
Whales.
Not even on the list.
Dolphin. That's...
No, I know this.
Okay.
A yarnail.
A dolphin is a mammal. He's got a blowhole.
Rodents. Centocines. Lumras or Samanyans?
Oh my God. Worst trivia ever.
I think you're talking about different kinds of bread.
No.
Okay, don't you remember the old Seinfeld episode? The sea was angry that day, my friends.
Yes.
Oh, no. The whale has a golf ball caught in his blowhole. Is there a marine biologist around?
There's a great story behind that, which I'll tell you when we come back. Because we got 10 seconds.
All right, break. Oh, God. No.
All right. Okay, I'll go back to the explanation. This
five,
is
zero. We got four, three,
and
two,
blue
one,
is
zero.
Okay.
And now back to the smash hit game show that nobody loves. Know Your Mammals host Jim Schmidt. John Mino.
I'll take Know Your Mammals for 50.
All right.
Can I tell you the story about the Seinfeld thing real quick? So I just saw this. Seinfeld came out and said that the storyline of the golf ball in the blowhole.
Right, because Kramer was on the beach hitting golf balls.
Yes.
That wasn't even part of the whole thing.
Okay.
They didn't put the fact that he was on the beach hitting the golf ball and the fact that this whale was on the shore.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
They didn't put that together originally in the script. And then the night before, Seinfeld says, hey, he's out there hitting golf. What if it's the golf ball that puts the whale on the beach?
Okay. No kidding.
So they have to rewrite the whole episode.
Wow.
And the guy who plays George had to learn a huge script, like in 30 minutes.
Really?
And so there's a part in the show, they're sitting in the restaurant, right? And Seinfeld's kind of smiling as he's giving this whole speech.
Yeah.
And he just could not believe that the guy who plays George learned that speech in 30 minutes.
Wow.
Because it was the big part. But the night before is when they finally said, hey, what if we take this storyline and this storyline and combine them? So that's what happened.
That's classic. Love it.
Now that's entertainment. Now back to the game.
Oh, yes. We're still on mammals. This interesting subject of mammals. Okay. Which of these mammals has the longest land migration? American bison, zebra, the caribou, or the elephant?
Caribou.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Me too.
Is that it?
And that's what it is.
What else you got there?
Okay, just
one more, Jim.
I know this is so much fun.
Hate to make this come to an end, but
I know, right?
The time.
Which of these is a remarkable mammal that lives only in Australia?
Well, a kangaroo?
Not on the list.
Not on the list.
Bison, raccoon, platypus.
Platypus.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Todd and I are experts
you
on the platypus.
You guys kind of are. All right.
Yep. Kangaroos are something else. They're not mammals.
Oh, aren't they?
Yeah.
Marsupials.
No, yes. Marsupials, that's
marsupials.
Correct.
Marsupials.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy.
I got a lot more. I got different categories, but okay, if you're, you know, or if that's where you want to end
what other
it,
category?
Let's do something a little more interesting.
anything.
That is true.
Know your joints.
Okay. You'll know this category. Okay. No, that's too easy.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to take that's too easy. Okay. How old was John Kennedy when he was elected president?
42.
Todd?
I'm not sure.
How old?
It's 43.
43.
I'd still give you that.
That's actually pretty good.
I'll give that to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
How many children did Abraham Lincoln have?
3.
Todd?
Not sure.
4.
4?
Okay. Oh, boy, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how he has to wait till his phone updates with the answer.
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who famously sang, oh, no, this is too easy.
No, do it.
Who famously sang the president's Kennedy's 45th birthday?
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows that. That was fun. Okay. Okay, you guys.
Do you know how she first was discovered?
No. Mm-hmm.
She was actually working in a war plant as a welder, basically, or rivet, you know, rivet type person.
Yep.
She was actually doing that. And they were doing a commercial for the women doing, like, whatever, okay? The guy that they hired to play the part of, you know, like, the spokesperson was Ronald Reagan, okay? And she was picked as one of the people. And his people saw a picture of her. She had her hair in one of those, you know, do-rags sort of thing and everything like that. And that's how she was first noticed, by doing a thing with Ronald Reagan while she was working as a riveter in a war plant.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool that Reagan, you know, and Kennedy and the obviously two different people.
Yeah.
Okay. Universities. No, this isn't universities. This is what university did John Kennedy graduate from in 1940?
Harvard.
Yeah. I got to get some tougher questions. How many years was George Washington president?
8.
This is like sixth grade stuff here.
So which famous basketball player owns some of the rights to names like Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, Muhammad?
LeBron James. No. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Nope.
Nope. Magic Johnson.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Michael Jackson, all those. Yep.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Get any more there, Jim?
I have a bunch of them, but this
okay,
is...
Okay, go ahead. Just give me one.
With
give
you guys, is so much...
One more.
Okay, one more. Okay. Which invention is credited with sparking the information age in 1947? The invention that...
The computer.
Well, it's really not that.
All right.
It's... It would be a transistor, a washing machine, a typewriter, or the assembly line.
I guess I would say a transistor.
Transistor.
Assembly line was formulated by Henry Ford.
Yeah.
Was it the transistor?
Yeah. This is too easy, and this is who invented it.
Well, my second guess was going to be the washing machine.
which invention of these was credited to Ben Franklin? Telescope, bifocals, compass.
Bifocals.
I know. Okay, these aren't... I got to get tougher.
Well,
these are too easy. No, I'm not going to do this, man. This is just too easy for you guys.
No, I get tougher questions.
I'm looking... Okay. What did Johannes Gutenberg invent?
Oh, Johannes?
Oh, you should know this.
Gutenberg.
Yeah.
Something with radio, I think.
Todd?
I don't think it's radio, but I'm not sure.
Come on.
What are the options?
No, because you're going to get it. This too easy. Typewriter, internet, telephone, printing press. Gutenberg press?
Press.
Everybody's heard that.
Oh.
Except us.
Exactly. No idea.
It's so weird.
Where was Coca-Cola invented?
Atlanta.
Too easy?
Yep.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
Lisa Hale got printing press, by the way, our news director.
Well, she should. She's news director.
Yeah.
We're just schlumpus. Yes. Come on, one more. Finish it on a strong note, Jim.
Okay.
Here we go.
Who received a patent No, this is too easy. No,
God almighty.
No, I'm not.
Worst trivia ever. I didn't think we could be worse than last week's trivia, talking about know your bean.
Okay.
But what? This has to rival it.
Okay, which of these inventions led to the Industrial Revolution? What led to the Industrial Revolution? I'm not even going to give you guys a guess.
Wasn't it the Henry Ford thing? The
assembly line?
Assembly line?
No.
No? Give us the options.
No.
Damn.
Think about it.
No, I'm not going to give you that.
It's too easy. No, you'll get it.
What is it?
It's the locomotive.
Okay.
Trains.
Okay.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
All right, you guys, I'm getting a lot tougher questions.
I would not
next
want
week.
Those 10 minutes back in my lifetime ever.
10 minutes?
On my deathbed,
this
I'm going to
half hour.
Did you ever really waste time? Yep, one time, June 3rd, 2024.
We're sitting there, and Jim.
He can't even pronounce the names of the answers. Yeah.
I have to say this, and I love you, Jim, but every dead game show host ever, even the really bad ones, are all spinning in their
They are. It's
morning.
Like, oh, my God.
Okay.
Bring me back for one more day.
Okay. It was Richard Dawson spinning in his grave.
So these expressions, where they come from. So what does expression like shooting fish in a barrel mean?
It's real easy to do.
A tedious task? No.
No.
A surprising thought?
No.
No, this is too easy. He's right.
He quits halfway through.
I do.
It's unbelievable.
I don't like easy questions.
If we have a chance to get it right, he throws it. Oh, that's too easy. That's too easy. No, that's too easy. I get this one. That's too easy.
Okay, maybe this one.
I got to go
30 seconds.
Okay, who first recorded the idiom to bite the bullet? Who came up with that, Johnny?
I'm going to say Abraham Lincoln.
Todd?
I don't know.
Okay.
10 seconds.
Ernest Hemingway, Harper Lee, Rudy Kipling, or Mark Twain?
Twain.
Kipling.
It's Kipling.
Quit free.
All right.
You anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. It looks beautiful out there, but that weather evidently going to change, go 180 degrees the opposite direction later tonight, huh?
Yeah, later tonight. Brittany was like, this could be...
Looks like kind of a sketchy week.
I know.
With things blowing in. Introduce our next special guest.
Right, we got a very special guest here. So we're all familiar with the ADRC, the Aging
Disability... John, were you listening on the way in at all?
I was.
Was that the worst trivia questions you ever heard in your life?
Those were funny, but I do know the Seinfeld, that's legit.
I never heard that story before. Yeah. I never heard that.
So, So did you learn that at the ADRC, or are you just one of those guys that know all this useless information?
I've watched a lot of Seinfeld, but I haven't seen the contest episode. Oh, I've never seen that one.
Okay.
The all most right. infamous one.
Master of your own domain.
Yes,
there you go. So John works for the Brown at the ADRC. And again, I hope you utilize that facility. There's just so many good things that you can, you help people stay in their homes, refer to people if they have certain issues, how to stay in their home. You have many, many educational events there for seniors. I mean, plus they even learn how to play the harmonica there because my kid taught that. So, yes.
And the ukulele, too.
Oh, it's
a
ukulele
there's a ukulele club that jams out there.
That's
it's really cool.
Right? Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, they
seriously. So let me get.
Oh, we got to get them in here.
No.
I'm serious.
So the Aging and Disability Resource Center on 300 South Adams, we are, I call it the vibe. We have like a cool vibe there. We have Grounded Cafe.
Right.
We also have a community cafe for people that want to come in and have lunch with us. We have all these various diverse activities. We got rid of bingo like 3 years before COVID, so we really wanted to get prevention stuff in there, like people falling, people with diabetes. We do a lot of stuff with preventative, like power attorney of healthcare, power attorney of finance. What's that? What's estate planning? And then we have the fun stuff like you said, the harmonica club, the ukulele club. There's some yoga-ish type stuff that we got going on. So
And your people are very vibrant.
Yes.
It's not like
the vibe there.
Because I told Jim the story the last time I had spoke. There's a few years back. And, just talk about the Packers and everything. And then there's a question, where did you think of Lynn Dickey? I thought Lynn Dickey had one of the best arms, you know, blah, blah. And another, he threw too many interceptions. Well, he didn't have much of an offensive line. Well, he didn't even.
It's That's like, great.
Okay. And as you so they start having this, but then other people were chiming in. Yeah. You know who I like? Well, so I was like, okay, thanks for having me.
But if you study people to live, not so necessarily longer, but just live a better quality of life, yeah. That social interaction is really, absolutely. Really important, whether they're talking about Lynn Dickey's arm or...
Yep.
And the other thing I want to just give you a plug for is the information that you share with people who maybe aren't aging or disability, but Johnny and I went there for your...
dementia.
Dementia session. Oh, yeah. It was great.
We have one of the best dementia care specialists out there. And the Alzheimer's Association is tied with that. The longest day is coming up, which is June 21st. So you'll see a lot of stuff going on in regards to that because the longest day can be very confusing with people with a cognitive
really?
Condition. Yeah. It's the whole sundowning thing right. where all of a sudden you get so much sun and now you have the most sun. So it's yeah. just a condition. But
there's a term for that. Because I remember when... we had Carrie here from the Young Family Zoom, and she was talking about the eclipse.
That is true.
And how that mm-hmm. was throwing yep, animals off.
So,
and, yeah.
Circadian rhythm or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, that's yeah, it. Right. Yep, very right. good. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, we just have
and
a
also,
lot of
can
good
I just throw this
yeah,
in? Not trying ahead. To be flippant, no, but it. Also not to be confused with one of the all-time great movies that came out, I believe, in 1964,
oh, man.
The Longest Day, about D-Day. Did you ever see that? Star-studded cast. John Wayne. I mean,
see,
I can
that's
go
my
on
dad. That
on.
My dad watches that. I'm more of the Hamburger Hill.
Oh yeah.
Saving Private
Full
Ryan.
Full Metal Jacket.
Full right. Metal Jacket. Yeah.
Platoon.
I had my kids watch Saving Private Ryan on Memorial Day, so they understood what it was all
one
about.
Of the, one of the greatest great. Movies ever made.
Oh God. Movie. And then they go, "Dad's crying." I'm like, "You don't understand."
One of the greatest it's, movies ever.
You don't understand
it's
what
real.
These guys did.
Oh yeah, it's the
one
real
of the greatest
deal.
Movies. Oh, both but The Longest Day was really good too.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's on my list.
Okay. Right.
It's on my yeah. list.
Okay.
So ADRC and
it's
I know
black
you're,
and white. I don't know if that matters.
No, I okay. love it. I love it.
You're into all these different programs. People can call, stop in. You're,
yes.
Are you there 7 days a week?
5 days a
Five,
week.
Okay, okay.
But with the farmer's market open now, we are open on Saturdays too in the morning. Best little secret, we have the best parking spot. Park by us. Come on in. Use the bathroom. Come grab a scone and a yeah. coffee before you hit the farmer's market.
Oh, nice.
We got air it conditioning.
Is. And you have
good for families.
And you have good coffee there.
Yeah. Oh, and man. It's, great yeah, coffee. Great soup, too.
Yes.
Great soup.
I like your place.
But we go into people's homes. That's the main thing. People don't have to come to us. We'll come to you. And we're free. We're not here to sell you anything. We're not here to sway you one way or another. We want to listen to people. We want to get to know you better. And then offer all these resources you might not even think is out there.
So
that's
you,
awesome.
The ADR, and you give equipment out even for temporary basis?
We'll refer you to the loan closet. We used to have a loan closet.
Okay,
that
all
was
right.
For pre-COVID. Now options right. for independent living has
that loan
yeah.
closet.
Okay, just one suggestion. If you guys have another open house like we came to that night, yeah. Could you have something more besides vegetarian sandwiches?
It was pretty healthy.
It was, it was way too healthy,
we were very,
the whole
but
thing.
It was okay, Josh.
I think we got chicken now. I think we got chicken now.
No salami, capicola.
No,
we
went out.
Suppressa.
So yeah. We acted like we were having fun. We did learn a lot, but then we went over to the Burger Barn.
What'd you go to over to Al's or what?
No, we went down the road there.
On Broadway.
Oh, okay.
You guys have a phenomenal place. It really and truly is. I've been honored to speak there a couple of times. Let's talk about the sobriety aspect. Yeah.
You know, and that's
something that you're very...
You're a lead.
Front and center, but yeah, you're the leading proponent.
Yeah, 15 years sobriety. My sobriety date was February 15th, 2009.
How many times did it take you, if you don't mind me asking?
One.
Really?
Well, okay, let's put it this way.
Okay.
I was on a 20-year relapse. I went through rehab when I was 14, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to AA meetings when I was a teenager in high school. Imagine that. That was
for
extremely,
drinking, for alcohol?
Yeah, drinking, smoking weed.
Wow.
You know, It's part of our culture, you know. Not that early, but you know, my family,
you grow up with it.
Graduation, Packer games, yep. Friday nights, softball games, summer picnics, blah 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 blah.
Absolutely,
everybody's got the adult cooler, everybody's got the kid cooler.
Yeah.
So when I got sober in high school, I stayed sober for about a year or two, but then it's like, I'm not gonna be sober for the rest of my life. This is crazy. So I thought I really knew the boundaries of being safe.
And this then, time I can handle it.
Right. And then I went on from like 16 to 36, I was drinking. and then found sobriety and since I was 36.
When you talk about, because I, you know, no disrespect, but we've all drank. We all do drink or whatever. And the like, I worked with a guy, two guys. I obviously will never say their names or anything like that. But when I realized there's a turning point or something where it's like, oh, okay, this guy really, when during the course of the day, they'd have to go sit in their car and have a drink and come back into work and do stuff like that. Can you tell some other signs about things like that? Even for people out there who might think, I wonder if he's got a problem or is he just, what are some of those other, that's what I thought for me personally was, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The hardest, the one part of my journey was knowing that, okay, I would do this. I'm going to get done with work. I'm not going to go out to the bar. I'm going to go grab a six-pack of beer. This is when I was living in Fond du Lac. And I'm going to grab a little thing of Jägermeister. Those are my things, PBR and Jägermeister. And then when I finish those, all of a sudden, something triggered it going, I need a little more. And then I'd get to the liquor store before 9 p.m., before they closed, and then restock up. It was always those small promises that I would do, and I'd continue to break them. So if I went out for a fish fry with people, it's like, okay, these are not drinking people, so I am only going to drink maybe one or two beers, but I'm going to have four or five beforehand so I can feel comfortable.
Okay.
Okay? And then it just, take a Packer game. I got to work on Monday. It's a Sunday afternoon game. Okay? I got to be home. I'm only going to drink this much. Well, tailgating, you're at a Packer game. Now you're driving home under the influence. And you're calling in work the next day because you're hungover.
Wow.
But, John, you'd mentioned that you grew up and everybody. You know, you've used that word a couple times. But that's really not the case. And that's, you've been making some inroads, so it's not everybody. Because I think people think I'm alone on this thing. Everybody I know drinks. And, you know, I talked to you on the phone. You said, look, you go to a wedding. There are people who aren't drinking at the wedding. You may have to look a little harder than the people who are drinking. But tell us about this sobriety night that you kind of started.
Okay, so July 9th, we partnered with, so this is Sober Green Bay, Section Sober is a nonprofit, and we have Sober Green Bay and Section Yellow. Just to give quick definitions, Section Yellow is our sober table at Lambeau Field for all the Packer game and Lambeau Field events. Sober Green Bay is our nonprofit outreach that we do with restaurants, businesses, nonprofits to have people understand about sobriety. So we have partnered with the Green Bay Rockers. You know, they came off the championship season.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been wonderful. And we have some billboards up there. And we asked them if we could do this sobriety night. I told them, one of our goals is give me your worst game. What's your worst game Tuesday night? Give us that Tuesday night. Give me enough time to advertise, enough time to get the word out, and we will pack that house with sober people. And the one thing was, I wanted to make it totally sober, but we couldn't because of the whole logistics of vending and all this and that. But their vendors came back and said, this is a great idea because we have mocktails and non-alcoholic drinks that we didn't have a public or a forum for. Let's use that.
Perfect night to push.
It is. Yeah. So we have a AODA, an alcohol and drug abuse resource fair before the game. We're giving away a free sober Rubik's Cube, one of a kind. and then we're just going to enjoy the ballpark. Yeah. And the feedback that we're getting from people, because when you get sober, the first fear, the first anxiety is everything I did that was fun is over.
Right.
I can't do anything. Can't go fishing. Can't go deer hunt. Can't go up to the cabin anymore. Fish fries are out. Supper clubs are out. Packer games are out. Brewer games are out. Buck games are out. You know, even my kids, maybe my kids' high school football game is out because we used to drink afterwards. Whatever. It's not. Yeah. It's absolutely not. There is a lot of us here, and what we're trying to promote is not only people that are in recovery, but people that are sober in general. I think the sobriety movement misses people that choose sobriety, whether it's religious, health, or just don't want to drink.
Right.
You know, not everybody that's sober is in recovery, but we want to break the stigma in Green Bay and in Wisconsin that if you are sober, there's something wrong with you.
I have to ask you this question then. This goes along those lines because I've been with people who are, you know, they're sober and they're battling and whatever. And you're with them. Does it bother them if you order a beer?
Various levels of.
Out of respect, should you not? Let me just ask that. Because I'm sure you've been there before, haven't you, with different people?
I'm interested, though, on the strength of the person a little bit, right?
It is. It's where the person is at. for my first year, I didn't hang out anywhere.
Where somebody be, okay.
No, I couldn't. Okay. I couldn't. It's just too risky.
Well, that's good to know then, you know, for a person, you know, who.
In my Sober Green Bay presentation, one of the things I tried to inform people is have an understanding that not, you're everybody coming over for the birthday party, for your kid's birthday party, there might be a few people that don't drink. Instead of just having beer and booze and assuming that everybody's drinking, have some other non-alcoholic drinks, whatever that means. It doesn't mean you got to make a fancy fruit drink or something like that, but have soda, have water, have coffee, have, you know, seltzer, have those bubblers or whatever else is out there. You know, have an option for them. That makes it more comfortable. Got and it. You normalize it. You don't go, oh, you don't drink?
Yeah. Right. Or if you've got, just don't serve alcohol at your kid's graduation party. We did
you
that.
Can,
look, it thins out the crowd a little quicker too.
Yeah. Like that one guy at my Christmas party that wouldn't leave, you know, because we had alcohol, but right.
Bring your own. If you're gonna bring alcohol, bring your own.
But there are some options. What you're saying, and this section yellow, I just want to say that you talk about the interest. I mentioned this at the new community shelter. You know, and I said, you guys, there's a sobriety night. They knew the date and where it was.
That's awesome.
And I didn't mention it to them. I just mentioned them sobriety nights. So I think you're right, and they do want to be there. They want to be with friends, and people have got to learn that there are. Fun Packer games. Johnny was talking about that this morning. That
you spend all that money. You got this great matchup. Man. The whole world is tuned in.
Yeah.
You're fortunate enough to be sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to get blitzed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent $1,000 and I can't remember what we did.
That's what I mean, to ruin such a phenomenal event.
Well,
we got to stick around.
Stick
around. This is really interesting stuff. John Plageman, Brown County ADRC, and Sobriety Night. Very fascinating stuff. Back after this. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable. Situation's terrible. But baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care. Handle me with care. I'm so tired. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, winding down on a Monday morning. John Plageman, Brown County ADRC, and talking sobriety night. You know, John, it's really, how do I put this? To have you sit here and talk in a normal voice about, hey, here's where I was.
Right.
And what, you know, versus, I mean, some people, God bless them, but I've been doing it. It's like, it's heartbreaking in hearing them talking. And you're just very matter of fact. Yep. I had a very big problem and here's what I overcame. So I would imagine you're, words carry a lot of weight when you go and speak to people.
The
phrase, I mean, looking at you, you never know what you ever had. You know, you're not like those guys that looks like they've been, you know, worn out. Yeah.
We always say, we as the recovery community, we share experience, strength, and hope. That's all we got. I can share my experience. I can share where I was strong, and I can share some hope. And I just want to let people know. And just like with the Aging and Disability Resource Center, let me flip it back to somebody that's maybe struggling in the household and a caregiver that's helping that person. I go in that household and my encouragement is, you're not alone. Just like with this.
Exactly.
There might be people out there that think, if I give up drinking, I am alone. Right. No, you are not alone. There's probably over 10,000, 15,000 people in Green Bay alone that are sober.
Right. And they're good people. I mean, they're not like the nerds. I mean, they're people like you.
Yeah.
You can have a lot of fun going to tailgate parties and going to the Rockers game and going to picnics and graduations. But it's scary, that transition, to go from really drinking quite a bit to, and to say I'm never going to drink again, that's a long time. It's one of those day-to-time things. Mm-hmm. But was there a point where, did you get connected? You're kind of a leader here. Was there a point that you hit the bottom, or did somebody encourage you, or did someone like you reach out to you?
Yeah. I have to laugh because when you look back at tragedy and you came through it and everybody healed from it, it's a blessing. So when I was living in Fond du Lac, what happened? I got a knock at 5 p.m. on a Sunday, and I knew it was the intervention was at the door.
Oh, wow. So you did an intervention.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah. My mom had the courage. She went to an open speaker meeting in Fond du Lac. So there's a lot of times there's open speaker meetings and they have a brunch in Fond du Lac. My mom went to one, and she would not leave until somebody would come with her to do an intervention with me. So it was my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother-in-law, and two people that I did not know, but mm-hmm. I took very serious because they had a very serious face. And I was screaming out for help on the inside. Remember, I'm a social worker. I've been a social worker for over 30 years. I was taking, and finally, like, I was taking people out of a mental health institution and incorporating them into the community. Mm-hmm. And I was taking them to I would take them to AODA assessments, and I was hungover. You know, and then when I got done with them, I'd go to the bar in like Sheboygan or Manitowoc because I covered different counties. So with this one night, the night before, I had an OWI. It was literally, because this is funny, I wasn't driving 50 miles or 70 miles an hour down a freeway. I parked my car so I wasn't in an alleyway, meaning I was leaving the bar. There was a big fight outside the bar. Oh. Cops came. I got out. I told the cop I'm walking home because I'm like 3 blocks away. I walk down the block. I see my Jeep. My Jeep is blocking an alleyway. I did not want to get a tow, so I reverse parked it. Cop was waiting for me, got me on OWI.
Unreal.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the greatest gift I was ever given.
Now, hard to believe at the time, but it was. I would give your mom a lot of credit. The interventions, yeah. And I've been there, that takes a lot of courage to do an intervention because – there's some people that maybe turn on their mother or say, look, mm-hmm. you know, get out of my mm-hmm. life type thing. And I'm glad that, were you accepting of that?
I can't curse on the radio. So
no.
One of the guys was the director of the Blandine House, which is mm-hmm. a community-based residential facility in Fond du Lac, guy's place, great place. And when he said, stop the effing S crap, mm-hmm. if I can say that, right then and there, when he told me that, I knew he said that in front of my mom, and if my mom allowed it, that meant we're business.
Oh yeah.
And remember, for at least 2 to 3 years, I was screaming out for this. I didn't know how to stop. I didn't. You would think with my education and my experience, I would be able to.
And this guy was cutting right through all of that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He saw my BS a mile away. And the one thing he said at the end of it, and it took about an hour or so, he goes, so are you ready to go? I'm like, yeah. You know, what time do you want to pick me up tomorrow? He's like, no, we're going right now. Where am I going? We went to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting at the house. I'm like, now my heart's beating a mile a minute. I'm having like,
how old were you?
I was, so I said it was 36, but maybe I was 30. I'm 50, okay. I'm 52 with 15 years of sobriety. So do the math, close. Whatever yeah, that is. Yeah. But I asked him at the time, I'm like, can I smoke a cigarette? He's like, you can smoke as many cigarettes as you want before we go. So I smoked about 3-4 cigarettes, but they held my hand. Not literally held my hand, nice. But they held my hand. They walked me in there. Yeah. And that's the greatest gift I can do with other people that are searching. I've been on what we call 12-step type incidents where somebody's screaming out for help, and I'll go and talk to them, and I'll go, you want to go to a meeting right now? I purposely plan the meeting, the interaction, around a time where I could be like, hey, let's go to a meeting. Right.
And there's so many meetings. Green Bay has so many meetings, morning, noon, night, and they still, I don't know if they still have the one, the virtual one on Wednesdays, but there's just a lot of meetings that people can go to, but you kind of need a friend. It's tough to just go alone, but people have done that. I mean, they have, but mm-hmm. I just give you a lot of credit. And what I want to emphasize here, and the reason I wanted you to come on our program was, you have events for people that are sober, and they can, mm-hmm. I bet you they go home and say, you know what, that was actually fun.
Yeah. So we have our Section Yellow Facebook group, which is up to 1,800 people now. That's Packer fans worldwide and also NFL fans worldwide. We have everybody from every team, fans from every team. We also have Sober Green Bay. We have two sites on Facebook. One is run by the Brown County Health Department. One is run by me just for the community, just to let people know what's going on socially.
So how do we get a hold of you? Let's say you're Facebook. Give me some information for our listeners that I know that for sobriety night, you have where are the tickets? I just read this. Oh, at GreenBayRockers.com. You just tell them you're coming to that.
And we have a discount code. SoberGB will get you 20% off tickets. You can message me on Facebook through the Sober Green Bay page. That's easiest. Or join Section Yellow if you want. It is a private group just to, you know, we don't want to keep all the Yahoos out of there. So you have to answer a few Packer-related questions, but that's it. But let me share this story because I know we got to wrap up, and I want to share this one with you. So how did I get a sober table at Lambeau Field and allow the Packers and Lambeau and the NFL to do this? It started with me, my first interaction of going to a concert at Alpine Valley. I'm a big Alpine Valley fan. I love the Grateful Dead. I love Phish. I love all the jam band music scenes, and I went and saw Phish 3 months sober, and I was white knuckling it. You know, like in a blizzard, you're driving home and you're white knuckling it and your anxiety's crazy. That's how what I felt going into this. There was a sober table there with two volunteers that said, come hang out with us. Know that we're here. You're not alone. You got a safe spot if needed.
That's awesome.
This is phenomenal stuff, John.
Thanks for bringing it to Green Bay.
I'd like to get you back again soon. Is that okay? I think this is phenomenal stuff for you to be able to talk so matter-of-factly. And you're not preaching.
No.
You're just telling, hey, I was there. Look at me. Yeah, there we are. That's awesome. Good stuff, John.
All right, John. And thanks for joining me in DRC, too.
Absolutely. We're going to have you back. Well, thanks for being here, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow morning, hopefully with some more of the world's worst trivia coming your way. See ya.
Very nice to meet you.